Nolte, Joe Biden losing young Democrats in Hollywood over Israel's support. By John Nolte on March 7, 2024. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is losing support in Hollywood among young Democrats who hate the Jews. People are pulling away, 1,000,000%. I was with a bunch of young executives and producers, a group of very progressive people, a top agent told the far-left rap. The Israel issue, it's shocking to me, but everyone under 30 at that table said they were not voting for Biden or had serious reservations. Like it is in the overall Democrat Party. The split between Jewish Democrats and young anti-Semitic Democrats over the Israel issue in Hollywood has become a serious wedge. The tension among Hollywood Democrats over Gaza seems to reflect a distinct generational split, adds the rap. Older donors such as media mogul and Israeli-American Haim Saban continue to firmly support Biden and are grateful for his vocal support for Israel. But progressives at the Sundance Film Festival in January chanted Free Free Palestine on Main Street in Park City, while documentarians, including the artistic director of the International Documentary Film Festival, applauded protesters in Amsterdam holding banners from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. This is another reflection of how morally broken the entertainment industry is. The older generation of moguls and whatnot are willing to do business and associate with the same people who side with the genocidal maniacs in Hamas. Their own colleagues take to the street to support the Nazis who, on October 7, 2023, committed atrocities against Jewish civilians unseen since the Holocaust. But if you walk into a meeting wearing a Trump 2024 t-shirt, you will never get a job or be invited anywhere. You'll be lucky to get out of that meeting with your head still in place. So, left-wing Hollywood will do business with real Nazi sympathizers, as long as those sympathizers are Democrats. But if you like Sarah Palin, oppose abortion, or believe climate change is a hoax, they won't have anything to do with you. This is why entertainment is so awful today. The industry has no moral center and is so obsessed and hyper-politicized and tribal. We have more movies and TV shows than ever before. But they are all garbage because they reflect that moral rot and tribal virtue signaling. Anyway, as I've said before, this is a perfect example of the devil coming for his due. Joe Biden and the Democrat Party went to bed with America's Jew haters. And Biden is now in real jeopardy of losing re-election because the horrors of October 7 gave him no choice but to support Israel. More than two-thirds of the American public backs Israel in its righteous war in Gaza. So Biden has been trapped into alienating the anti-Semites whose support he courts and needs. Same with the old guard in Hollywood. Eventually, they will retire and die off. And those still around will be forced to watch the Jew-hating toxin they tolerated swallow their industry whole. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.